podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Can we talk about your little boy for just a second?
Yeah, little Reed, man. He's going to be four here. And, you know, I was really excited when we had Reed, because I was like, all right, a little boy. We can do little boy things, father-son things, mm-hmm. have some fun. Mm-hmm. And now that it's summertime and he's, you know, pushing four, he's actually really fun. We can do things. And I went out and got him a bike. And little training wheels on the bike.
Oh,
got
great.
Him a little car's helmet.
How's that going?
So adorable.
Good.
Can't stand it. He hates it.
Oh, no.
He hates the bike. He's on it for like 2-3 minutes and starts whining about how hard it is. And then he.
Do you guys live on a hill?
Then he's hops up. No.
I got
a big driveway. He's got plenty of room to practice. And he jumps off and skips off into the backyard.
Didn't you tell me that he doesn't like to do really any kind of activity that involves moving?
I'm trying. I went and bought a basketball, soccer ball, baseball, all the balls you can imagine. Mm-hmm. This kid's off in the corner picking dandelions. He hates physical activity. He hates it. He doesn't want to be outside. He wants to be inside doing puzzles. He's big on the puzzles right now and building with blocks.
Well, I think that stuff is really important. It's
I do
really
too.
Good.
I do too.
As long as it's a healthy balance.
But there is no healthy balance. He doesn't want to be outside. He doesn't want to play with me. He doesn't want to do anything physical. And I'm just kind of like, oh man, here we go.
Well, in his defense, it's not like you're leading by example. I've never seen you with a football.
Oh, I'm extremely.
I've never seen you.
I'm extremely athletic. Yeah,
your mom told me that they signed you up for baseball and you lasted for like four weeks.
Some of the best times of my life. I was slam dunk champion in high school.
Uh-huh.
That's how big I was.
I never did any sports. I think that maybe Reed has a little performance bug in him, and I think that's fantastic.
He's a bit of a dancer too.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Maybe what you're doing is you're trying to pigeonhole him into this macho manly sports thing when he could be a dancer.
Well, he does like to dance.
Boys are dancers too.
He likes to wave his hands in the air and do the jazz hands thing, and he's dancing. And Nicole's fueling the fire. She bought him a little kitchen set for the basement, so he's downstairs instead of outside playing sports. He's like, Daddy, come downstairs and I'll make you a fruit salad.
Does he have an easy bake oven?
Yeah, he's got a little oven down there and the utensils and the pots and the pans.
There are some very handsome, let's just say it's straight chefs out there. It's
sure.
Okay.
No, I know. See? He's going to either be a chef or a math and science kid, which is fine. Nicole was like, you know, math and science nerds rule the world.
Absolutely.
She's in a math and science industry and mm-hmm. she's doing great.
Yeah.
So,
would you be disappointed if your son was a dancer?
Yeah. Are you going to put him in, like, are there little four-year-old kind of like tap ballet, maybe gymnastics, some like tumbling?
Karate's a form of dance, isn't it?
No, but it might be his calling.
Karate's a form of dance, some taekwondo.
Why would you stifle his calling?
Let him be who he wants to be. We don't really know for sure if this is what he wants to be. Wow. I can kind of help maybe steer him to a more
athletic. He's giving every indication.
Right. He knows all the words to Let It Go.
Right.
So why not do a choreographed dance with
him? I don't know what I would do if he said he wanted to do ballet.
Let him be free and be who he wants to
be. He's only four.
Well, he's
how does
given
he know?
Every indication that dancing is in his future.
You're so focused on the dancing.
I'm telling you.
He's in the back with a ribbon.
I'll tell you what. I've done a few things where I
doing cartwheels and somersaults.
He might be the best one.
Just like play with the football.
He doesn't want to play with the football.
He uses
on
it
the bike.
Right. He dances around it. It's
You're
like
right.
a
he
ceremony.
He spins it on his finger.
He doesn't want to be on the field. He wants to be one of the Denver Bronco cheerleaders.
My God. Look, this is escalating
quickly. No. I'm just saying, why would you be so concerned?
Listen, if he wants to do theater and stuff, I think that's great.
Right.
I did a ton of theater all mm-hmm. through college. I think that would be good. It's good for kids. Mm-hmm. It's in the public eye,
Agreed.
Public speaking.
So musicals is along the
theater.
Same lines.
Theater
no,
would be
it's,
great. Acting, improv.
I got to tell you something. I had a coworker many years ago. Would you like a story? We like stories.
Gather
right?
around.
Want story time?
Come on.
So here's story time for you. I had a coworker years ago who had a little boy, and the dad was also very macho, and the same thing, wanted his son to participate in every sport, and that boy is going to put on a football helmet, and he's going to play football. And this little boy showed no interest in that whatsoever, and he would constantly be putting on his mom's clothes in the house. He would put on her makeup. He would try putting on her high heels, and I'm not talking it's 3 and 4. I'm talking like 6 and 7 and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This is what he wanted to do. And so we have a live broadcast one day at the old South Glen Mall, is now streets of South Glen.
Blast from the past.
But it used to be a mall, and we're doing a live broadcast there, and she brought her little boy with her, and he got to run around in the mall for a little while. He came up about 20 minutes later. He had been off with his dad, and he had purchased the one thing in the mall that he wanted more than anything else.
Uh-huh.
I'm not making this up. It was a tiara.
Excellent.
And so he has it on when he comes walking up. And you should have seen his mom flip out. She ripped that off his head.
Oh, that's not
she
good.
She pointed a finger at me. She goes, "No, don't you ever talk about
this. Shall not be
this.
Spoken
and I
of.
Figure since it's been 20 years, I can talk about it now.
Right.
He is so well-adjusted mm-hmm. and happy today, Jeremy, because he's just following his own heart.
You have to let him be who he wants to be. What you have to support that.
What if he wanted to play, hypothetically, with Barbie dolls? Would you let him?
Oh, man. I guess.
Okay.
I guess. Okay. I smell a liar.
If he wants to put on Nicole's
is there a Ken doll in there?
No,
we're not going to start going into heels and stuff.
If he wanted to do that.
Nah.
Okay. I just
I'm not
going to
let him go that far.
You're just going to make things weird for him by you freaking out that he wants to not be.
No, I don't think so.
Some people are just born with the gift of the dance. And remember when they had that like Dancing
like
with
the
Stars? Like Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
When I did that judging thing for that dance competition, all those male dancers that were up there, they were so hunky and masculine and just delicious.
Yeah.
You couldn't even touch him with a 10-foot fishing pole and all of your boy stuff.
I might have seen him. I might have seen that Dancing with the Stars show a couple
times. Sure, a few times.
All the bros on there, I mean, they are in good shape and they get a lot of dance and tail, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so see? Now suddenly it sounds good to you, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Don't deny the gift of the dance.
Maybe he'll get a scholarship out of it and college will be paid for.
Suddenly we've solved everything.
I the know grass where is a little greener.
I know where you can get a great tiara.
Yeah.
I think
gently
we should,
used.
We should gift him with a DVD copy of Dirty Dancing.
All right.
Patrick Swayze will teach him.
Nobody puts Reed in the corner.
Chrissy on the line. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning, you guys. How's it going?
Good. How
I'm
are you?
Having the time of my life.
I just want a friend. I just want a friend to play soccer with.
Well, you know, I was talking, I forget who answered the phone, but, you know, Jeremy, I've got to ask you, what if Reed was a little girl and she wanted to mow the yard with you or help you change the oil in your car or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Would you be freaking out then?
No, I would show her how to do it.
So what's that about Reese taking a dance class and then
I see where you're going.
Being able to escort any lady of his choice out on the floor and not make a fool of himself.
And they could probably tear it up. It would be one of those things where the crowd parts and they're in the middle.
Yeah, they're in the middle.
Right?
The
and he's doing that worm thing on the ground.
Is there anything
dirty dancing
sexier?
All over, right?
Yes, Chrissy makes a great point. You know, this trying to put kids into old-fashioned gender, you know.
Right.
Who says? Look, I just sent you guys a story yesterday about a young lady who could be a Major League Baseball player. It's a young teenage girl, right? So it's like...
Is that Monet?
She's a French chick. I know that.
Oh.
Anyway, and so, you know, she might have, you know, 10 years ago, they say, you have no chance of doing that. Well, now little girls can dream to maybe be Major League Baseball players.
Right.
Well,
whatever
there's
brings
girls
you joy.
That are, they're on football teams, you know? Yeah. It's not... And it used to be that all ballerinas were men. All actors were men.
That's right.
It
didn't
and
happen until like the 18th
penis.
Century that women could do these things.
Does he have to wear those ballerina tights though that those guys wear?
Oh, but
wear?
You know what? They are kind of sexy from
are
a woman's
they?
That, perspective.
Whatever they have in the front is not natural.
We get them some camo tights.
I'm telling you right now.
It makes them streamline. They move
it
more
does.
Swiftly through
but
the
you
air.
You can't stop looking at that front package. It's like, what
but you
is
know,
going
it's
on?
Like a bra, but for men.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
A little cup?
I'll tell you something else to think about along Chrissy's point. I mean, there are a lot of little boys who have zero interest in this stuff. I used to coach youth sports all the time. I coached football and baseball, and there's a little football team that I coached for 3 years. I can't even tell you the number of little boys whose dads were forcing them out there to play, and the kids would tell me, I don't want to play football.
I just want to be at home dancing.
And I was like, these are the kids who are going to get hurt because they don't even want to be out there. Mm-hmm. So it's dads living vicariously through their sons. So,
well, guilty.
Dance party football practice.
Touchdown.
Chrissy shoots. She scores.
Well, they do dance on the end zone.
I have a 7-month old. I'm trying to, you know, learn while I go along. So, Jeremy, you're kind of like.
You're right there with
me. The person I look up to.
Excellent.
You are a role model.
Mission accomplished.
I want you to do this properly.
Branch out, Chrissy. That's all I suggest.
Thanks, Emily.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
Call often. You're fun.
I'll call again. Don't worry.
We like your spunk.
She is adorbs.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like the gender, you know, the boys in the football and the girls in the ballet, you know, kids really don't, they learn that from us. They aren't mm-hmm. born really knowing that. So, you know, Marlo Thomas, free to be you and me. Just
what a reference. You can never give me crap about old references again.
I got that from Sex and the City. That's the only reason.
And I'll tell you something else. I mean, to add on to that, guys used to be the ones who wore makeup, not women, years ago. Guys used to be the one who carried purses many, you know, decades ago.
Satchels.
Not
satchels.
Women.
Right. Indiana Jones had a purse.
So things flip-flop.
He also wore a very lovely shade of lip gloss.
Did he? No, he didn't.
And he did jazz hands when he found that crystal skull.
He's like, I found it!
Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy, Mix 100.3. Give him some more thought to your little boy.
Me too.
And you say that he hates physical activity. He just doesn't like physical activity. He doesn't like to move. He wants to...
So he's a thinker.
It's possible, if he hates physical activity, you know, a lot of kids, when they're young, they want to be astronauts or nurses or firefighters or policemen or football players. It's possible that when he grows up, he wants to be obese.
Hey.
Is there a soccer app you can get for him?
We play that game of, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What does he say?
He looks us right in the eye and says, I want to work at the dollar store. That is his answer every single time.
Really?
I want to work at the dollar store.
Do you know if he was the guy who started the dollar store,
yeah.
he'd be a multi-millionaire.
He'd have a lot of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real great place to get, you know, detergent and stuff.
Yeah, you just guide him. You mean you want to own the dollar store?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like this is probably what my dad went through with me. My dad's the sportsman. I never wanted to go hunting with him. I never really wanted to do a lot of sports things with him. And I signed up for every theater class. My freaking email address was Jeremodel.
How can I forget?
This is exactly probably what my dad went through.
We went years not letting Jeremy forget that. When he signed, when he applied for this job, I remember Little Jen, our producer at the time, said, this guy just applied his, look at his email.
Jeremodel.
His name is Jeremy, and his email was Jeremodel.
That's a real, like, I thought that was just like a
it's
goof
a real
you guys
thing,
made
Emily.
Up.
It's probably still
you
out
there.
You gave
that on a job application?
That was my email address.
That's how we
I was trying
them.
To get into modeling.
Karma is a wonderful mistress, because what you were as a kid, yes, Reed.
This is, it's a cycle. Mm-hmm. Here we go again.
Jeremiah.
Justin Timberlake says, what goes around comes around. Right.
Let's never speak of that email address ever again.
Was it? It was Hotmail. Let's
it was like AOL.
Hotmail.
I get it.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.